This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. Turkey's government said on Sunday two terrorists carried out a bomb attack in front of the Interior Ministry buildings in Ankara. VOA's Tommy McNeil says one of them died in the explosion. The other was neutralized by authorities.
Ali Yerlikaya said two police officers were slightly injured during the attack in the Turkish capital. The attack occurred hours before Parliament was scheduled to reopen Sunday following a summer recess. Television footage showed bomb squads working near a parked vehicle in the area. There was no immediate information on the assailants. Kurdish and far-left militant groups, as well as the Islamic State group, have carried out deadly attacks throughout the country in the past. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Senior British Minister Michael Gove on Sunday said he would like to see the tax burden fall ahead of the next election, which is expected in 2024, but said it was important to reduce inflation first, emphasizing that any decision on taxes was for Prime Minister Rishi Sunak and Finance Minister Jeremy Hunt to make. Gove said he would like to see taxes cut and implemented to incentivize working. Prime Minister Sunak said this in a Reuters interview.
The most important priority we faced was to bring inflation down. It's inflation that's putting the prices of things up.
And you've made
inflation that's making people feel poorer. The quicker we bring inflation down, the better it is.
And that's why it's the right priority.
And we are making good progress.
The threat of a federal government shutdown in the United States ended late Saturday night after the U.S. Congress approved a temporary funding bill to keep federal agencies open until November 17th. The bill passed just hours before the midnight deadline, and U.S. President Joe Biden quickly signed it. This is VOA News. An anti-government rally in Warsaw has gathered hundreds of thousands of people, according to Polish opposition leader Donald Tusk. He addressed the crowds at the Capitol Center. Slovakia's Robert Fico, who won an election after pledging to end military aid to Ukraine, was in a pole position to start talks on forming a government on Sunday, while a liberal rival vowed to seek partners to prevent the former leftist prime minister's return to power. It's Defenders Day in Ukraine, and people on Kyiv's Maidan Square stood still and stopped their cars, some getting out for a moment of silence to remember the men and women killed defending the country against the invading Russian army. An international monetary fund will begin holding meetings in Ukraine on Sunday to discuss policy goals and challenges with government officials and others there. Ukraine's economy has been hard hit since the Russian invasion in February 2022, and the government has relied heavily on Western aid to finance social and humanitarian payments. The IMF said last week its mission had begun its second review of a $15.6 billion multi-year loan program. The four-year program for Kyiv, part of a $115 billion global package to support the economy as Ukraine continues to battle Russia's invading forces. At least seven people have been killed in a fire in a nightclub in Murcia, in southeast Spain. The mayor said that rescuers were still searching for people unaccounted for after the fire. A United Kingdom citizen arrived in the occupied West Bank city of Jericho after walking over 2,700 kilometers from Europe to support the Palestinians and shed light on the plight of refugees.
Why is this guy, 65 years old, walking across Europe? What's it about? And it gives me a chance to talk to people and say, well, I'm doing it about to raise awareness about the terrible situation being faced by the Palestinians and about refugees.
The retired social worker and political advisor, Mick Bowman, started his journey in April and walked across seven countries, including Switzerland, Italy, Albania, North Macedonia, Greece, Turkey, and Jordan. You can get more news on our website 24 hours a day. The address on the internet is voanews.com. We also have a couple of apps for your smartphones, Google and Apple. You'll find them there. I'm Scott Walter.